Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, July 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we know power outages can occur with any thunderstorm in Florida, as well as traffic accidents. If you encounter a red, flashing, or blank traffic signal with no lights at all, treat it like a stop sign for your safety and the safety of others. Your local events, Main Street Wauchula, invites you to cool down with some of the hottest films this summer with a summer movie series at the historic City Hall. The film playing tomorrow will be Tom and Jerry, the new one. Admission is free. Concessions start at $1 and the film starts at 10 a.m. The historic City Hall is located at 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. They'd also like to thank the sponsors of the summer movie series, First National Bank of Wauchula and Mosaic. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. If wanting to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy or can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, Ridge Area ARC is looking for a finance director, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of accounting and financial analysis experience are required. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator, a high school diploma or GED, and excellent communication skills are required. And the city of Wauchula is looking for a parks and grounds maintenance worker, a high school diploma or GED, valid driver's license, and 1 year of landscape maintenance experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 87. Cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds west at 14 miles an hour with gusts up to 24. Humidity is extremely humid, 86%. Dew point 75. Cloud cover 100%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 4,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. There's a flood watch in effect until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Today, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and an 80% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Later this summer, Georgia residents have a chance to help researchers find out what's the buzz with insect pollinators in their state. MorningAgClips.com reports in the Great Georgia Pollinator Census, hosted by the University of Georgia Cooperative Extension on August 20th and 21st, Georgians will be asked to visit plants frequented by insect pollinators and count how many they observe in a 15-minute window. Participants then submit their counts online at the census website. What worries you most about the produce business right now? That recent poll conducted by the LinkedIn Fresh Produce Industry Discussion Group asked that very question of 173 international produce operators, and the responses hit on three big topics. According to thepacker.com, 46% said higher costs, 21% said the drought and water shortages in western states, and 18% said the state of the economy. Labor and staffing shortages were also a big concern. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is applauding the Federal Trade Commission after its vote to strengthen enforcement of the Made in USA standard. Vilsack says USDA will complement the FTC's effort with its own initiative on labeling. He says American consumers depend on accurate, transparent labels to obtain important information about the food they consume. And our farmers and ranchers also depend on those same labels to convey information about the products that consumers value and demand.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Legislation under discussion in the House Ag Committee would bring fairness and transparency to the nation's checkoff programs, according to its prime sponsor, Representative Dina Titus of Nevada. Farmers of pork, eggs, beef, and corn are required to pay a portion of their sales into checkoff programs, and that money is used by the government to research and market those commodities. Some producers say their money has gone to the largest ag industry groups whose lobbying efforts work against the same small farmers who pay into the checkoff.
There are many of us in our ranks that say that we have been compelled to fund our demise.
I'm there for you on this one. I really am.
I'd like to see you get rid of it.
That was rancher Fred Stokes of Mississippi and David Wright of Nebraska. They said in a recent online forum that their checkoff dollars have gone not to promote cattle as it was intended, but to consolidate power in the packing industry. Representative Titus said on that same forum that she's not against the checkoff program.
We just want it to be used as it was intended. We want to see how the money is used, and we want it to be used to benefit all of those who pay into it, not to be taken hostage by the big players and leave the small ranchers and farmers behind.
The Opportunities in Fairness in Farming Act would prohibit lobbying by large industry groups and compel checkoff programs to publish their budgets and undergo audits so that farmers and ranchers know where their money's going. The Senate is expected to introduce companion legislation.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks are closing mixed, with the S&P 500 posting its first decline after seven consecutive gains. The benchmark index slipped 0.2%. The Dow fell 0.6% today. Bond prices rose, sending the yield on the 10-year Treasury to its lowest level since February. Oil prices pulled back after jumping overnight when talks among members of the OPEC cartel and allied oil-producing countries broke off amid a standoff with the United Arab Emirates over production levels. The Dow lost 209 points today to close at 34,577. The NASDAQ gained 24 to 14,663. The S&P 500 dropped 8 points to 4,343. New York oil fell $1.79, closing at $73.37 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Montreal is still alive in the Stanley Cup Final, avoiding a four-game sweep with a overtime win over Tampa Bay 3-2 last night. Josh Anderson scored 357 in overtime to keep the series alive.
It was obviously a big moment. You know, I wasn't really sure if it did go in there at the very beginning. I just looked at the ref's hands and, you know, saw a bunch of people coming to me. But we didn't want to end it tonight in front of our fans. We expect to go to Tampa, you know, pack their bags, you know, this afternoon. Just had that feeling that we were going to win tonight.
Game 5 Wednesday in Tampa. It's game 1 of the NBA Final tonight with Milwaukee at Phoenix. Suns guard Devin Booker knows the passion of Suns fans.
You know, I'm wearing the shirt from 93 right now. Hear people talk about, I remember when I watched Charles and them. Like, even being at the bottom of the barrel for the past 5 years and them still showing up and showing love, you know, shows that same type of love that they have for this team.
Buck star Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed as doubtful for game 1. This is Esther in Sports. The National League, St. Louis beat San Francisco 5-3. Starting and losing pitcher Kevin Gausman, who took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, says Nolan Arenado showed his hitting intellect by breaking up the no-hitter.
You just got to mix it up with him. And, you know, I also got away with some early stuff in the game to him. And so, you know, maybe he kind of finally got his hit that he probably deserved.
New York beat Milwaukee 4-2 as Miami 5-4 over Los Angeles, Pittsburgh 11, Atlanta 1, Philadelphia 13, Chicago 3, Washington 7, San Diego 5. In the American League, Minnesota beat Chicago 8-5. It was Tampa Bay 9-8 over Cleveland, Detroit 7, Texas 3, Boston 5, Los Angeles 4. The Interleague Final, Cincinnati 6-2 over Kansas City. Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic were both winners at Wimbledon, reaching the quarterfinals. On the women's side, top-ranked Ash Barty is a quarterfinalist, while Coco Gauff and Madison Keys were both eliminated.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks in Friendly Service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, I would report my stolen credit card, but the thief spends less than my girlfriend does. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.